Welcome back to the 7th episode of the Camera Shack Podcast. I'm your host, Logan. Episode 7. Wow, we're really rolling into these, huh? So today, I'm going to be talking about the Celtic Fest Ohio event I went to. Celtic Fest Ohio 2022, to be exact. Now, this is only the second time I've been to the Celtic Fest. So I went last year, 1 year ago, and I went this year. So every year, I don't know how long they've been doing it, but for at least 2 years, every year, the Ohio Renaissance Festival hosts this event in its off-season. In June, usually the Ohio Renaissance Festival has their festival from September to October. So they do this in mid-June. And it's basically just a one-day event where everyone comes out and does a Celtic Fest. So, so in a previous episode, probably episodes 2 or 3, I talked in depth about the Ohio Renaissance Festival. So you can listen to that episode if you want to know more about that whole thing. But for specifically this event, I'm dying over here. It's $10. Well, usually it's $15. I paid $10 that I got on sale. Having a sale for the 1 week leading up to the event. And it's just a cool little event. It's about a 40-minute drive for me to get there. And it's almost the whole grounds. So they rope off the last one third of the fairgrounds. So it's about two thirds though worth that you can still go around and explore and stuff like that. And so, as I said, it's a 1 day event. It starts at 11 and ends at 10 PM, I believe. I got there about 10:30 and I left, I believe 5 or 5:30. So I stayed quite a good time. Took lots of videos, and we'll jump into that. So before I do though, let's just go over kind of how it works. So during the whole thing, they have two main bands performing, two and a half ish, and a Irish / Celtic dance stage. So the one stage is the main stage, which is the pirate stage, and that's where all the big bands played. They had at the ale house, I guess you could say, where they have where you can get a lot of the beer and stuff like that. They had a band playing there, and they have a little chapel as well in the back, and sometimes there's a band playing. I wouldn't really call it a band. They weren't really bands. They were more, I guess, singers, you would say. I guess you could say it's a band. But usually, it's more smaller, like 2-3-person bands would play there. But not every so often. But it's sometimes it'd be like they did a soldier. I don't know what kind of soldier they were, but they were like English soldier outfit show. So there'd be like a dressed up soldier, and they would, you know, this is this part of the outfit, this is that part of the outfit, this is what they're gonna wear. So it wasn't always band. That's why it said kind of a half, so two and a half areas. And then in the front they had like a dance stage, so there's constantly people getting up and doing different dances and stuff like that. Sorry, this is just gonna be a rambling episode. So I just kind of, that's how that kind of goes. So while I was there, took lots of photos. I think I took 2,400 photos, which is quite a lot of photos. I did not use burst mode, but I did take lots of photos right after each other. And I think that worked out for the most part. Also, while I was taking photos, I would constantly be switching to video mode and taking little, ideally they'd be 10 second clips, but in this case, I guess I was slipping up and I only took between 2 and 5 second clips. It all worked down the end. So I record the clips in 4K 60 FPS with the idea that in the editing, I would be slowing it down 50% speed to 29.97 frames per second. And so it worked on the end, but I would ideally like, I'm trying to get into the habit of recording longer clips just so that way I have a little bit extra to work with. And if I don't want to slow it down, that's the real key that like that I need to get better at. You know, I think there are instances where I don't want to actually have it slowed down, but if I only record it for 2 seconds, the clip is too short. I think probably 3 to 4 seconds is like the minimum amount of time. Like 3 seconds is pushing. I think 4 seconds is about the minimum amount of time you kind of want a clip to be in order to get a good little clip. Because if it's like 2 seconds long, when you're actually watching the video back, a 2 second clip is going to be very fast. It's going to feel like kind of a bad cut, I guess, so to speak. So you kind of want it to be a little longer. But yeah, I took lots of photos for, I think I took 410 videos. And so after I had gotten home, I edited everything down. So I think I had 239 final photos. So probably about 10%. Keep rate, and I had 304 final clips. So I edited it down from I think 400 and something to 310. So I actually kept quite a few of the clips. So while I was there, I definitely had a little bit of an issue with the autofocus with my camera, and so That was a little disappointing, and the biggest problem was it would focus on the wrong thing. So, you know, I have a Canon R5, and so, you know, let's say that I was at the main pirate stage, and I would point it at a drummer. I have this exact clip recorded, in fact, that slowed down, and it was drumming, right? And so the autofocus would lock, the face autofocus would lock onto his face, right? And it's great, like, you know, okay, he's in focus, but then he would, you know, in this clip, he reached up and like scratched his nose. And when he did that, I guess the combination of his hand and the drumstick, made it confused. And it instead then focused on the sound guy who was standing kind of ish behind him. And you know, I just like there was like quite a few instances where that happened. It just makes it really frustrating. So, you know, like the face autofocus is really great most of the time. And the most of the times that's not is when it gets kind of frustrating. Because there are times too you can lock the autofocus. I say, like, I'm pointing it at the drummer, for instance. I lock on and say, hey, you know, don't focus anyone else's face. Like, if it loses the dude's face for a second, like maybe goes up and switches his nose, then it's locked. Then it's all of a sudden like, oh, you know what? I've lost the face for like 1 second. I'm no longer not going to search that face. Like, try to lock it back on. I'm just going to just do my own thing and look for the next face. And I really wish there was... There's a great feature, I think, in the Sony FX9, if I'm not mistaken, where you can set it to when it loses the focus of what you're trying to focus on. So let's say you lock the focus, and it loses lock of where it was focused on. It's going to stop focusing, just like where it was, and then just wait. Which I wish is what this camera would do. So in that case, if it lost the dude's face for some reason, I would like it to just either just stop, don't try to focus something else because it's probably already mostly in focus, or it would try to re-find this person's face instead of just giving up. Well, lost the face, whatever. Let's just pretend like it's nothing locked on and try to lock on to this other person's face you know, 2 feet away from them, 3 feet, 5 feet away, you know. So that was kind of a frustrating little point of that. There's also some frustration, I think, too, when trying to take some photos. I think for whatever reason, so let's say that, for instance, there are some people dancing, you know, three people dancing up on stage, and there'd be a time where I'm trying to focus on the person's face, and it would miss and try to focus on the background, you know, or focus on the person staying at the, you know, if the stage is a square, there's just like a person playing music at the back corner of the stage, and it focuses on them instead of the person dancing. And so that was kind of frustrating as well. All the photos I took were at f4, and the shutter speeds were all probably between 1/400 and 1/4,000, probably right around there. I don't know the exact numbers, but I would assume right around there. And I shot everything at the ISO of 400 if it was like in the daylight. And then I think a lot of if I went to the dance stage, I don't remember that now, but I would up the ISO to 1,000. Either 1,000 or 2,000, which one? I think it might have been 2,000. Just because it's a lot darker compared to everything else. It's really hard to get good photos in the pub sometimes because it's so bright. You know, there's no real walls on the side. So you have to like take the photo where it's kind of, their face is kind of dark and it's real bright, you know, on the sides. And it's even worse in the little chapel, building, because, you know, this is a great example. There is a band of three people playing, you know, and, you know, I think there are two singers and a guitarist, I believe, if I recall correctly. And because the chapel is more sealed in, it's still open, you know, air quote open air, but it's more sealed in. It's very dark in there, I would say, relative to everything else. And it's very bright outside. So, the back of the chapel has windows, and the side of the chapel is just open air. So attempting to take a photo, you know, of someone playing is extremely difficult because let's say that I turn up to, you know, 2000 ISO, right? And their face is exposed to right, but the window now is like crazy overexposed, and there's like just like a strong like halo. I don't know, not halo, but like their background is just so white that it's like bleeding into them and it makes them look washed out. So I guess really kind of struggling with that was very difficult, you know. I think the photos from the chapel definitely turned out the worst just because of the windows and how bright it was and stuff like that. So, but for the most part though, I thought most of the photos all turned out great. It was a beautiful, very sunny day. I didn't get sunburned. Last year I got terrible, terrible sunburn. This year though, no sunburn at all. That's great. Not even slightly red. I made sure to put on like extra sunblock. It was a sunny day, no rain at all, no clouds. And yeah. So I would say one of the other main attractions too is they have a border collie show. So this guy brings his I think he has two or three border collies and some sheep and some ducks, and he does like a little show where he sets the sheep loose in this little fenced-in field, and he attempts to herd the sheep through a little gate using the border collies in his little shepherd staff. And so that's always a cool little show. And then he puts the sheep back in the pen, and he does the same thing with the ducks, you know, attempting to get the ducks to manage to actually go somewhere. A little bit of a struggle, but always fun. So,
if you haven't already, you should check me out on Instagram at TheLoganR. I've been posting a lot of great photos on there recently, and I would love it if you could check it out, like a few photos, and follow me. Thanks.
Yeah, once I got back home, you know, went through, edited all the photos, that didn't take too long. If I had to guess, I don't know how long it actually took. I didn't write down any measurements, but I think I might have finished at like midnight, if I remember correctly. So I probably spent, we'll just say two hours, maybe 3 hours, editing the photos. I really doubt it took 3 hours. Probably closer to 2 hours. Editing the photos. I didn't really keep that great of a track. But the videos, that took way longer. So it took about 2 hours to go through all the video clips, determine if I like the video clip or not, trimming it if I needed to like make it start sooner or later, and then stabilizing the clip. My lens has image stabilization, but you know, it's still not perfectly smooth. And, you know, applying a little bit of image stabilization really kind of smooths it out. So, it's not perfect. There are, let's just say, out of 400 clips, there's probably 3 or 4 clips that couldn't be stabilized. And that's just, I guess, the stars aligned and it just didn't work out. And when I say it didn't stabilize, I mean there's, like, severe warping. And it doesn't matter if you, which, you know, there's 3 different types of stabilization you can apply. And all 3 still... you know, or 2 of the 3 gives terrible image data, you know, lots of warping and stuff, and the 3rd one doesn't really do that great of a job either. So I'd say overall, the stabilization part went really well. And so I probably spent about 2 hours doing that, and then I spent another 2 or 3 hours then going through and color grading each clip. So, you know, some clips were too warm, some clips were too cold, some clips had too much magenta or too green, you know, or some had, you know, too much contrast, too little contrast. So it was all just kind of going through and figuring out, you know, how much I wanted to color grade, you know, each thing. For the actual color grade, I didn't actually use any like LUTs or anything. So I used a Canon log to 709 LUT, and then just kind of change the, you know, the saturation and the, you know, that and the contrast and stuff until I kind of got to an image I liked. I don't really have any true LUTs for any of my color grades. Usually I just color grade everything just to try to look like it was when I was there. If that makes sense. So, like, if you look at the video clip, theoretically, it should look very similar to the picture I took. Once the, you know, I color grade the picture, yeah, in Lightroom. So, you know, I know there's lots of different types of color grade, you know, dark or darker color grade or more, you know, grungy color grade and stuff like that, but I didn't do anything like that. And then I just kind of edited all the clips together, so not all the clips, but I went through the clips. And so what I initially did was I wanted to do, I guess I should say, I ended up with 23 and a half minutes of final clips, which is a lot. That's a really long amount of time. So what I did was, what I was planning on doing is just being finding like 2 or 3 like 3 minute songs, and then kind of trying to make like a 9 minute video from that. And so I found the first song. It was called Celtic by some band, I don't know, Chowder or something or another. And it was you know, Creative Commons, perfectly allowed to use. And so I stuck it in there. It was, you know, really fit the theme. And you know, I went through and I got to the end. It was a 3.5 minute song, probably about 3 minutes and 34 seconds, if I had to guess. And I really liked, just by chance, how like the last clip kind of ended with the music, you know. I was like, man, I really think, you know, 3 minutes is would be like ideal. Like watching the video back, I was like, man, this is kind of the like the ideal length, I think. And I think the ending just really hits right, you know. So I was really torn. I was like, man, I was like probably 7 minutes into 23 minutes and of the clips, and I was like, I'm gonna be basically just leaving behind, you know, leaving on the table, you know, all these other clips. So I really thought about it, and I was like, I just think that like a 6 minute video is just gonna be too long. I think that people are just going to kind of lose interest. Like I know that I would probably not lose interest, but I don't know. I just felt that really, I was like, man, really feels like the 3 minutes would be the perfect mark. So what I ended up doing was I just went back through and I found places in the video to replace clips. So maybe there was a, so for instance, at the very beginning, I put like 3 or 4 seconds, or sorry, 3 or 4 clips that were longer than they should have been, but just to kind of give like a better view of the village. And I replaced them with similar clips, but basically short. So instead of four second clips, it was now 8 2-second clips. I don't remember the exact length, but that's basically what I did. And it really made it better, right? It made it more snappy, more quick, and you really felt that better momentum. So I basically just kind of did that throughout the whole video, like try to add more clips. And then go through and replace some clips that were kind of redundant. Like if there was like, there was one section where there was like 4 clips in a row that was all just kind of people walking, you know, along the road, which is nice in theory, but it just felt really repetitive. Like, man, I was like, man, this is like my fifth shot. So I went through and I found, you know, some of the, you know, there are some bands that were included in the video. So I went and found, you know, 2 or 3 clips of them playing and stuck in there. Then, you know, there was another section where it's like, you know, this is a good section, but I really want to put this other band in. So I wanted to try and include as many bands in, as many, you know, dancer groups in, you know, etc. So I kind of went through and figured out how I could finesse, you know, those into there. And in the end, I ended up including, I'm pretty sure I included all the bands that I got videos of, and most of the dancing groups, not all the dancers, most of the dancing groups. And you know, in the end, I think I'm glad that I went with the 3 minute video, you know, because I think it's going to be a better final product. Overall, I actually think it turned out really nicely. I think it gives a really good like overview and feel for the whole Celtic Fest in general. Like if it was like a promotional trailer for the Celtic Fest, I didn't know that I had made it. I was like, oh wow, that's a really cool promotional trailer for the festival. the one thing I kind of regret not doing, but I really wanted to do, was add sound foliage. So there's like points where, you know, there are people up on stage or people walking around, in sections where people walk along the road, I wanted to get some quiet footage of just people like walking along a dirt road, and just kind of softly add that in the background, you know, or like during clips of the band playing on stage, just have like a soft, you know, in the background of, you know, people clapping, right? And I think that would have really added like, you know, some real sound texture to the video, and I think that would really add just so much to the video. But at the same time, I kind of have a quote, only so much, you know, work policy for a lot of my videos, where there's, I didn't want to get stuck in this trap, right? There's this big trap where if you are never happy with your video and you're always adding, you know, new, like, oh, I could do this. Oh, I could change this. Oh, I should change this. Oh, you know, this color grade isn't on this clip isn't perfect. I should change it here. Or, you know, this needs slightly more purple, or this needs slightly more green, or this, or, you know, we should add like a little, there's always another something, right? And so there's just at some point, you know, you put in, you know, a certain amount of effort, time and energy. It's like, all right, this is good enough. Could I make this way better? Yeah. Could I do this better, this better? Yeah. But, you know, I think there's just a point where the return just isn't there, you know? And I felt with the sound foliage, I think the return would have been there. I think it actually would have made it a lot better, a lot cooler. But at the same time, I was just like, I need to just get this out the door. I need to stop investing more time into it, I guess. You know, I just didn't want to get stuck in a rut where I spend too much time trying to add these cool, neat little features, make it, you know, cool and neat and even better. And then I just never release it. And because I never release it, I'm like, well, I just, you know, I'll get around to it next week, adding that extra sound for agent, or, you know, maybe next month. You know, I didn't want this video to come out, you know, 3 months, a year after the Celtic Fest. I wanted it to come out the same week, you know. So I was like, screw it, I'm just gonna release it. And I don't regret it. So overall, if you want to see the video, it's on my YouTube channel. If you just go to my YouTube channel, Logan Rickert. I have no idea. You might be just able to search Logan. You know what you can search is Celtic Fest Ohio 2022. And the video by Logan Rickert should almost certainly come up. Because that's the title of the video. And apparently no one else made content. So it should be easy to find. I saw lots of photographers there. Like, quite a few photographers there. I was like, surprisingly large number of photographers. So, like, compared to like Ohio Renaissance Festival, I feel like there's like some photographers here and there, but not really a lot. Like at the Celtic Fest, I thought there was like a normally large amount of photographers there compared to like other events I've been kind of going to recently. But there's like no photos anywhere, or videos. In fact, there's like no videos, you know. Or it's like you look, you know, searching on Facebook, Instagram, Google, all kinds of stuff, and you'll find this person like, oh, I'm a professional photographer, and they had, you know, it was like, oh yeah, that's a really good 10 photos. Or let's say they put out 20 photos, and it's like, that's a really, you know, 10 of the photos are like actually pretty good, you know, they did a really good job. And it's like, that's it. And it's like, okay, well, that's 20 photos for the whole event. You know, I feel like that's not really a lot of photos, you know. And but there's only like 2 or 3 people, and they all only put out like 10 or 20 photos. So I don't really know where everyone else is, kind of, you know, maybe they just take a lot longer to process their kind of stuff. I feel like I've kind of gotten into a good rhythm with editing my photos to where I can give them, you know, 2 hours, boom, I can get, you know, a whole, you know, 200 photos edited in, you know, 2 to 3 hours at most. So maybe I'm just quicker than most, or maybe their photos just didn't really turn out well and they didn't want to post them, or maybe they have a whole bunch more behind the scenes and they only wanted to post like their best 10 online. I don't know. Because I'm always interested in seeing how other people photographed, you know, the same events. I'm like, you know, maybe there's something I could do better. Like maybe they had a really cool shot, you know. It's like, oh, you know, I could take a shot like that too, or a shot of the same variety, you know. And it makes it really difficult when you can only find like 3 people, because there's quite a bit more. I'd say there's quite a few more people who posted pictures as well, but they all posted like 10 photos from their cell phone, you know. And you know, I'm not really looking for cell phone photos, because I, you know, I was kind of looking for more photos that people would, like more professional photos, I guess. But I guess that's where we are. Hopefully there's more video that come out of the Celtic Fest. I'm really interested in seeing what people like vlogs and other kind of montages and stuff that other people did, you know, see what kind of stuff they got videos of or talked about or showed off. I think that's what's that was that. I think that will be interesting to see. But as of right now, I checked, I think yesterday evening, and I think I was the only person to upload a Celtic Fest Ohio video so far. So we'll see. But thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the podcast. If you enjoyed, please check out some of my other episodes. Also, please share this podcast with some of your friends. I would love to grow the audience for it. If you'd like to leave any comments or suggestions to me, feel free to send me a message on Instagram @TheLoganR. I would love to hear from you guys. Thanks.